I picked him right there at sixth, right after Fresno State. What I like about this UNLV team, and I don't mean it as a backhanded compliment, is I think they're picked for the first time in a long time where they should be picked, and I don't think that there's unrealistic expectations. Even a year ago, they had somebody still pick them first in the league, in the preseason poll, and they had Brandon McCoy, so there were some people still thinking, wow, this Brandon McCoy is going to, you know, if they click, they're going to be really good. I don't think anybody expects that of UNLV this year, and frankly, UNLV hasn't handled expectations for, about a decade now? So being pick six, which is probably about as accurate as you can pick them right now, I think that's a good position for them. It gives them the opportunity to maybe move a spot or two up and feel happy about it.
Mentioned Nico Medved's entrance to the league. There's a new coach in Fresno who a lot of people in the league are already very, very familiar with, including people here in Las Vegas. So Justin Hudson takes over there. What can his team do this year?
Well, they have a lot of talent, first of all. I think they lost their best player. Deshaun Taylor's their best player. Forgive me, he's still there. But Bryson Williams, I think, was going to become a first-team all Mountain West kind of guy, and he followed Rodney to UTEP, Rodney Terry, that is. So they did lose a really good big man, but they had a guy from New Mexico State, used to play for Paul Weir, in fact, Braxton Huggins, who's a really good outside shooter that I think will be a surprise. I think their strength will be their backcourt with Deshaun Taylor and Braxton Huggins and some other guys. They can shoot from the outside. They're going to run a little bit. I know they had a 7-foot freshman that got ruled ineligible this year that would have really helped them an awful lot. But, yeah, I think they're the kind of team that probably on any given night can get hot enough to beat whoever is in front of them, maybe not Nevada, but I'll bet you they could beat a San Diego State and a New Mexico and a Boise State on any given night. So Fresno State's going to be good, but they're going to have some growing pains. I think, you know, Dustin's a really good coach and a really good defensive coach, but I want to see what he does outside of that San Diego State system.
Jeff Kramer with us. Let's wrap on this. I don't know if you heard us talking about the UNLV football coaching situation is, you know, certainly heating up now, and there's some boosters speaking out publicly from afar. What do you make of what's going on at UNLV with Tony Sanchez, and then the talk of, you know, a high profile hire?
Any chance they want to trade for Bob Davie?
Probably not.
Let's make it happen. Look, Tony has New Mexico ties. He went to New Mexico State. Let's make it happen. I think everybody in Albuquerque would be all for it. That'd be a big name guy. Not a good coach, but it'd be a big name guy in Bob Davie. So will that work?
Probably not.
Doubtful.
Probably not.
If I was surprised by any game all year in the college football landscape, it was what New Mexico did to UNLV. And then I've seen what UNLV did since then, so maybe I shouldn't have been surprised. But those are two bad football teams. I would say it's probably a good time for both to move on and from their coaches, but –